So let's review. Tan Rabbanan, halacha zunis alma b'nei b'seira. One time, when Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, the b'nei b'seira forgot where the Korban Pesach is brought on Shabbos. Until Hillel HaBavli, a student of Shemaiah Vavtalian, taught that Korban Pesach is just like the Korban Tamid and Korban Musaf, which are clearly brought on Shabbos. Amar li minayin lach. They asked Hillel how he knew that we should compare Korban Pesach to Korban Tamid, and he had two answers. First, it's Gzeirah Shavah, because the term Mayadi appears both by Korban Tamid and Korban Pesach. Second, it's a Kal v'chaymer, that if even a Korban Tamid, which is not punished with Karas, can be brought on Shabbos, then certainly the more severe Korban Pesach, which has a Chiyuv Karas, should be brought on Shabbos. Later the Gemara points out that this Kal v'chaymer is really not a good Kal v'chaymer, because the Korban Tamid has certain chumras that Pesach doesn't have. Tadir v'kal. It's brought twice every day, and also it's entirely burned. Hillel, on the other hand, only mentioned the Kal v'chaymer for someone who didn't have a tradition for this Gzeirah Shavah. Upon hearing his ruling, Miyad Hashivuhu Beroish Uminohu Nasi Aleim, they set Hillel at the head and appointed him as Nasi. As he got up to lecture, he began criticizing the Bnei Eretz Yisrael for not serving Shemaiah Vavtalian enough. Later, when they asked him whether the knife for Shechting the Korban Pesach can be carried on Shabbos, Hillel HaBavli forgot the halacha, but then advised him to watch what the people are going to do, because Hanach Len Yisrael Im Einen Mevien Hein Bnei Nevim Hein. Even if they aren't Nevi'im, they however descend from Nevi'im. When they saw that the people coming with the knife stuck in the sheep's wool or between the goat's horns, he exclaimed, Kach mekablani mi b'shmai v'avtalian. That is indeed the halacha, as he had learned it from Shmai v'avtalian. The Gemara goes back to analyze each part of the Braisa. We learned in the Braisa that we know that we bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos from the comparison of the Korban Pesach to the Korban Tamid. The Gemara asks, V'tamid gufi minol d'dachi Shabbos. But how do we know that the Korban Tamid is brought on Shabbos? The Gemara answers, we know this from the Pasuk about Korban Musaf of Shabbos, which says, Oila Shabbos b'Shabbatoi, aloi las ha-tamid, strongly implies that the Tamid is brought. The Gemara continues. The Braisa earlier said that they would bring the knife for Shechita in the animal's wool or between its horns. The Gemara raises two problems with this. First, v'haka avad avayd b'kachin. Isn't this a violation of doing work with kachin? The Gemara answers that they would wait until after they got to the Beis HaMikdash to be makdash the animal. Even though it is normally usher to be makdash an animal on Shabbos, however, when the carbon is kavu lehen zman, has a set time when it must be offered, then you may be makdash it even on Shabbos. The second question was, mahalo mechamer. Isn't it a violation of working with an animal on Shabbos to have it carry the knife? The Gemara answers that mechamer kalachar yad. This is working the animal in an unusual way, because sheep and goats don't normally carry loads. The Gemara then went on to explain that that was indeed the question posed by the Bnei B'Seira to Hillel HaBavli, who responded at first that he couldn't remember whether the Issa D'Rabbanan of Mechamer Kalachar Yad would apply even B'Makom Mitzvah, but later when he saw that people were doing it, he remembered that it was indeed Mutter. The Gemara then goes on to present various teachings dealing with the Midos of arrogance and anger. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, from Hillel HaBavli's forgetting the halacha as he was criticizing the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, we see that when a chacham acts in an arrogant way, his wisdom leaves him. From Devira losing the ability to be misnabe after praising herself in Shiris Devira, we see that when a navi acts in an arrogant way, their nevua leaves them. Rish Lakish amar, kol adam shekayis, Im chacham hu chachmasim mistalekis mimenum, im navi hu nevuasim mistalekis mimenum. From the fact that Eliezer had to teach the halachis of Hechsher Kalim right after Moshe got angry at the army officers, we see that when a chacham gets angry, his wisdom leaves him. From the fact that Elisha required music to receive nevu after getting angry at Yehoram, we see that when a navi gets angry, his nevu leaves him. Amar mani bar patish, kol shekoyis, afilapoyskin alav gedulim and hashemayim read noisai. From the fact that Hashem rejected Eliyahu, David's brother, as a potential king, we learn that a person who displays anger can lose a high position that he would have otherwise been destined to receive. The Gemara then returns to discuss the Korban Pesach. Ashkech on Tamid Pesach d'dachu Shabbos, d'dachu Tamid Menalan. After learning that Tamid and Pesach are d'dachu Shabbos, the Gemara asks, how do we know that it can even be brought b'tumah? We only need a source for Korban Pesach being brought b'tumah, and then we could derive Tamid from Pesach through the Gzeirah Shavah of B'Meyadu. Rabbi Yechon suggests that we learn this out from the Pasuk of Ish Ish Ki Yir Tamid L'Nefesh, which speaks about Pesach Sheni, From the words ish-ish, we see that only individuals who become tamei have to wait for Pesach Sheni. But for a tzibur, there is no option of Pesach Sheni. Therefore, they can bring a common Pesach b'tumah. Rish Lakish rejects this and says that maybe just like there is no Pesach Sheni for a tzibur, but there is also no Pesach Rishon when the tzibur is tamei. And so Rish Lakish suggests that we learn this out from the pasuk of Veishalchu ben Hamachna, called Tzeruah v'chol Zav, v'chol tamei l'nefesh. By mentioning Tzeras and Zavim separately, this implies that there is an occasion where people with Tzeras and Zavim are sent away, but not Tamei Mesim. This teaches that Karban Pesach haba betumah, when the Tzibur becomes Tamei Mesim, they can bring the Karban Pesach in its proper time.